This is not a call about products. We're not going to be talking about that. We spend far too much time talking about products out there in the field. This is about business. What that means is, what does it take to build an ECAN business so that you can make a huge difference out there? Of course, helping people with the products, but the more of you and the more of us there are, the more people are going to be helped. So it's really a focus on how to build a network. We do have something that we're going to share with you tonight. You would have received, if you're in my organization, by way of an email called +500 MAP. And those of you who are plugged into the Wellness Network and have already downloaded your copy of the Wellness Track from that website, the Wellness Network, in that is the old version of the Platinum 6+500. What I have here for you tonight is the revised version with some details that you can add to the one that you have. But it'll help you get some a higher level understanding of what you should be looking for when you're building your business plan. The focus, of course, with the Wellness Network is to support people, business, and to help those who are looking for a business plan to create one. So tonight's going to be more about creating a business plan. And if you've already done some of this work covered in the last couple, where there is a focus information, please share with us for the benefit of those who are just joining us for the first time, or maybe who have not taken the initiative to go ahead and get their business plan started. Please share how that's affected you, the thought processes, just by going ahead and taking that step of creating a plan, how it's affected, perhaps even in your business. What have you seen that's different in your approach to the business or in the success that you're having in the business as a result of putting some on, getting real clear about what it is you want to create through our business plan and some of the trainings that we have and that are available for you to review online at thewellnessnetwork.com in the WTS recording section. If you go to thewellnessnetwork.com, there's plenty of opportunity for you to find things to have here. How do we see people on the webcam? Well, if you are on the webcast, you would see people who are broadcasting on their webcams. So you have to be on a webcast. And if you didn't follow the instructions on how to get to the webcast, I'm not sure how you got to this call. But if you're looking for instructions on how to get to the webcast, go to thewellnessnetwork.com, click on the link that says and webcasts, and then you'll see in the center of the page a big blue button that says Wellness Network web meeting room. Click on that'll take you to the site that you can log into this webcast. You'll actually see it. It says live chat, Wellness Network live chat, and over to the right it'll say join now, or join, I guess it says join. Click on that and then you'll go through the joining procedures. By the way, it'll ask you at some point to enter your name, your email address, and the password for this session, which is wellness and is always wellness. Well, hi, Kathy. I can see you on the webcast.
Hello. Mike, I can't hear you.
I can't hear him either, Kath.
We lost him.
Okay.
Yep. Adam.
Two syllables.
Well, while he's dialing back in again, I was thinking about him. I think they've had quite a cold blast of winter in Toronto, and I love to dig the people back east. Well, here in Vancouver, it's fairly mild for Canada. I actually had the roof down of my car this afternoon.
Oh, Kathy, that's great.
Now, Terry, down in Texas, that's probably just the norm for you, correct?
Yeah. It's cold down here. It's 50.
It's 50? Actually, it would have been warmer here in Vancouver, because I think it would have been about 53.
I am back. How strange is that? I lost audio that time.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I probably interrupted. You guys were doing well by yourselves there.
Well, I was giving everybody a rough time, actually. Like everybody here in Vancouver, I had the roof down on my car today.
You had the roof what? Down on your car?
Yes, and I understand it's quite cold where you are right now.
Oh, you said you had it, oh, down. You had the roof down on your car. Not everyone vertible. We don't translate that information all that quickly. So you're convertible. I see. Oh, I see. Yes. Yes. How lovely is that? Well, I think there's a bunch of people on the call from Texas. How is the weather in Texas today, folks? Can you top that?
It's cold. It's cold.
Oh. Well, looks like maybe you're in the warmest part of the continent right now, Kathy. Good for you. Well, folks, I see that there's a number of you on this call that haven't had a chance to say hello, and we're just going to carry on. And again, just to remind you that it's an opportunity for you to ask questions of the people who have built here in NECAN, and where NECAN is a career and a profession for them. So please feel free to do that. Again, if you have already participated in some of these calls and have been doing some of the things that we've been talking about, this is also your opportunity to share that information. So I don't want it to be a long diatribe by myself tonight. It's going to really be mostly interactive. So let me just focus this on what I promised earlier. Let's just look at the thing called a Platinum 6 plus 500 map that you have in your wellness track system. There's a few things that we've adjusted that I want you to take notice of over here on the left-hand side. Let me just get a pointer out. Here we go. There's a few highlights. Notice there's question marks. These are the things that we want to fill in. This is our 6 frontline people, and down here on the right-hand side are our 5 clients who consume on average 100 CV per month on AutoShip. This is the snowflake of the 6 plus 500. What we're trying to do is fill this out. The snowflake as a or one, many snowflakes lead to a snowball, which leads to a snowman, and you can see where this is headed. So that's our 6. Here's our 5 that lead to the 500. And then down below each of those silver legs, this is one, this is the silver, and this is their front line. So front line to those silvers are going to be the 6 people. They're 6 key people. So this is our goal. Our goal is to identify our 6 key people and help them identify their key 6 people. Now, as each one of the people get filled in, their names get filled in, obviously it answers the question mark. But at the same time, each question mark ought to have their own 6 plus 500 chart. So as you can see, this starts to duplicate itself. Each of these members on this chart will have their own chart, and it tells everybody where we need to work, where we need to focus, what the focus is. I'm asked, please turn off the dings when folks call in. I can do that with a star 8. Hey, that's great. So hang on a second. Thanks, Carol. I didn't know we could do that. Fantastic. Okay. We should have done that for last week's call, which was recorded. And by the way, if you missed last week's webcast, you can watch this playback. Go to thewellnessnetwork.com, go to WTS Recordings, and in the link that says this month's feature, there's a bunch of new ones up there, but the one that was recorded last week with our special guest, Royal Diamond, and my upline, Dennis Estes, who did a phenomenal presentation on NECAN and timing, you don't want to miss that presentation. It was brilliant. So you can go and watch that played back, much like you're on this webcast tonight. So that's available to you right now. Anyway, let's get back to this 6 plus 500 map, because we've been spending a bit of time on this in the last couple of weeks, really helping people focus. And I just want to give you the highlights and then open up the call to the dialogue. What we want to do is we want to put a name in here or a date to when we're going to identify the person who's going to fill this slot, or all of them for that matter. Once we've identified a person who's on our front line, or perhaps who's on their front line, who's indicated that they really want to do this as a business in a serious enough way, then what we want to add is a target date for when they're going to qualify for the rank. Now, if you're not a platinum yet, clearly all these squares want to be filled with silvers, because as you fill the front line with silvers, you become platinum. As you fill these boxes with silvers, you go royal diamond. So it's pretty straightforward. And that's exactly what the name of this game is to find, identify people who want to do this as a business and help them launch and target when they're going to achieve certain plateaus or certain ranks as they go. So this is your map. This is how you start to focus your work. The only other thing that I would add to this map, maybe on the right-hand corner or the left-hand corner, is I would set some goals. Not rank goals, because that's already encompassed in this map. How many people are you going to have at February's quarterly? Well, for that matter, let's start with this weekend's quarterly. How many people are you going to have in your downline at this quarterly coming up on Saturday? Set that as a target, as a goal. How many are you going to have at the February quarterly? How many are you going to have at the May quarterly? How many are you going to have at the NECAN leadership coming up next year in October? And then how many are you going to have at the November quarterly? Now, one of the things that we've learned, and I think, Kathy, any number of you who've made over $100,000 a year in NECAN, you will verify this information and say yes if it's true. The year or the day or the event where you have 100 people in your downline at that big event, such as the NECAN leadership or the NECAN convention, the one we were just at, that year you will make, in your NECAN business, $100,000 in residual income. And it's something of a golden rule. We just know that. So if we're going to set a goal, big ticket goal, then our goal ought to be to lead up to that 100 people. So let's say you had 10 people at the next event, 20 people at the next, 40 people at the following, 60 people at the following. By the end of the year, you could easily have your 100 people at any one of these major events, and they may be in several locations because the quarterlies take place throughout North America. But the point is, if you don't set a goal, then you don't know what you're measuring, and this is one of those things you want to measure. So over and above looking at this chart and saying, okay, there's my work, that's what's cut out for me, as I do this and teach this, that's my entire business. Do this, teach this, the 6 plus 500, that's my entire business, and set goals for key numbers of people at big events, then those are really the things that you want to monitor. That's the things that I measure, that's the things you want to measure, and that's what's going to put this business together for you in a jiffy. Anything short of this, and you'll find yourself doing the business, but not necessarily building a business, and that's the distinction. So having said all that, let me open this line up to conversation or comments by any of the diamonds that we have on the line or any questions that you have of them. And again, if you've done some of this work already and have applied some of this, please share us how that's benefited you and your business in the last week to last couple months.
Mike, it's Kathy. I just want to say before, while the others are gathering their thoughts, that the Ignite 6 really positions people well in filling this out and getting this done in a short time frame. If they really focus in on the activities that and the challenge itself, we really are looking for people to ignite and grow their business. And if you get them early enough, you could do that actually twice in the six-month period. So you could be looking at igniting six, and those could be your silvers, and those are the dates that you want to fill in their names and the dates that they're going to qualify for silver in the next 6 months.
Perfect. And the Ignite 6 program is such a great program because it, and there's no coincidence, of course, what NECAN's trying to do with this is help us to understand the dynamics of people. We're all on the lookout for six key people. Now, that may not necessarily be the six people you sponsor in your Ignite 6, but if always in those terms, then that's what we're teaching, and that's what we're duplicating. Anybody else out there? Questions, comments?
Mike, this is Andrew.
Yes.
How can I get a recent, this updated version of it? Is it available on the Wellness Track or on the Wellness Network?
It's available right now. In fact, I could probably put it up on the Wellness Network site, although I think I might make that final edit where you actually put your goals of numbers of attendees at certain events. I think I'll probably add that in this week. But what I can do for you right now is I can have you, Carol, you're on the line. Could you help me? How do they get this right off this website right now onto their laptop?
I'm not on the internet, but I can. You go up to one of the
boxes. File, right?
Right, and then
file.
It says transfer.
Got it.
You click on that, and then it leads
and,
you.
And then I pick the file that I want to share.
Yes.
Okay. Isn't this cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know we could do this either. This is cool.
What
it is the Platinum 6 plus 500. Where are you? There you are.
That's so easy.
Okay. Now, folks, what you want to do is, I'm not sure, can you see this file thing in front of you?
Yeah.
You see a box?
Yep.
Okay, if you go up to where it says file name, and it says Platinum 6 plus 500, just click on that one time and highlight it. Oh, it says right here at the bottom, to download a file, either select it and then click download or right-click whatever. So go ahead and select it and then click download. I guess that'll be highlighted up here on the left. I'm not sure if you guys can see what I'm doing here, but can you see my cursor? Highlighting Platinum 6 plus 500 map.pdf. Has anyone got I'm sorry?
We cannot see your cursor.
Okay, that's fine. Well, can you see the box that says file transfer?
Yeah, if you hit download and then it goes right into save as, right into your documents, and you just hit save and it's there.
Beautiful. Okay, great.
Yeah,
so whoever's on the webcast, please feel free to download that right now, and that way you'll have the most recent copy available
to you.
Any comments or questions for our Diamond panel, or if any of the Diamonds want to share some of their personal experiences with respect to their business plans over the last little while?
It's Carol. Hi, everybody. I just want to make a comment about creating a business plan. This whole thing is about business plans, and the thing that I find so critical and has been for me in 17 years, is that having a business plan helps me stay focused. In fact, it's the only way I can stay focused. Without a business plan, without dates, without structure, without a deadline, you know, without the activities, it's impossible not to get distracted. In other words, distractions are in our life all over the place. And with a plan, business plan, it's a map. It's like I'm going to Orlando and I've got to pick am I going by air, am I going by car, am I going by train? It's the structure. And it makes it happen. And it's just the absolute most important piece of the puzzle for business building.
Wonderful. Any other comments or questions of any of the Diamond panel?
Mike, this is Sharon. I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question about what script to use with people that you're trying to re-engage, people you've already talked to about the business once, and you really didn't get a response from them one way or the other. You know, yes, I want to do this, or no, I don't. You just really weren't successful in following up and getting an answer from them. And so now that we have the wellness track tools and methodology, I want to re-engage them. So would you suggest, which of the scripts, the contact scripts, would you suggest you use with people that you're trying to re-engage, that you've already introduced to the business maybe a year or more ago?
Sure. Well, first of all, I doubt very much that a year or so ago you would have used the same verbiage in the scripts. So any one of those scripts is probably just as useful as the next. But in principle, the scripts basically say, find two reasons why you want to be in business with them, find two reasons why they might benefit from this business, and then make them an offer. And those two reasons for each case is emotion-based, not logic-based. You've already determined you want to re-engage them. One of the things that I immediately comes up for me would be, I want to show you what's new, but before I do that, I want to remind you why it was that I contacted you in the first place, and then go into your two reasons. You know, you're somebody I really trust and I really respect, and someone I really thought I could have a great time with, build a relationship with, and a wonderful business with, helping people. I know you're motivated to help people. I don't know if your circumstances have changed in the last year. I don't know if maybe you're open this time that you weren't last time, but I do want to tell you what's new. I do want to share with you what I'm really excited about, what I'm really passionate about, and what's changed that's so significant.
That's great.
One of the things, Sharon, that I did when we first started with NECAN 10.5 years ago, I blew through a lot of people on our list in the beginning because I was too excited, and I really did a disservice to what we really have to offer. I went back to those people, and I literally said that. You know, I really gave this opportunity and you a disservice. I did not really represent what we have here properly. Will you give me another chance and sit down with me and meet with me on? And then I would make a joke of it, and goodness knows I could use the practice because that was when I was first starting. So I don't know where you're at in your business, but for those of you that are new and you've blown some contacts, just go back and be honest with them.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Questions or comments for our panel?
Mike, this is Terry Latham. Leverage, when you're hitting this the Platinum 6 plus 500, this simple little page here, you know, we've built quite a successful and a large business, and it'll be 8 years come January, but I always tell people we did it cutting it out of stone. In blind ignorance, you can still build this thing. And the part of this business, it can get complex when it comes to NECAN because all the technologies and products out there. But the build of the network does not have to be complex. And leveraging or looking at this sheet of paper, and I think it's really important for people to understand. If you have questions on this piece of paper, to then start to ask about those questions and get them all answered. Because if I'd had this sheet of paper and been able to focus on what we were building, not just, driving and pure excitement and getting people excited, and long as I'm riding shotgun with them, they're okay, or tap rooting and make sure I was down in depth on the sixth level or eighth or tenth level, working like their front line, leveraging this sheet of paper for my focus, and also so I can send it to my upline so they know where to work. And as I work with people in my organization, each month the people I'm working with, if they send this to me, as your organization grows, and it gets larger and larger, there's no way you're going to even know where your people are, or how many, because you'll have a lot of new people coming involved in your business. But wouldn't it be great if you had your group send you who you're focusing on? They can send you a single sheet of paper with the people who are filling these question marks, so you can all focus on that question mark and bust that person out silver in 4 to 6 weeks. And once that starts to happen, the first time in your organization, you'll start to see people in your organization start to raise their hand, hey, I want to be next, because it becomes real. And Mike, just one thing that we talked about just the other day, if we can get into later, the power of the ABC, when you said, you know, you're talking about how you sponsored 27 people in your first month, and you always, when you're out prospecting people, you've always a B, and you always leverage an A. I think that'd be pretty important to get into tonight also later if we get a chance.
Absolutely. In fact, going back to that first comment regarding how do I go back to these people, you know, you always have that as well as a tool, especially for moving somebody from where you're at in the process to the next step in the process. If somebody's not saying yes or no to you, then they need more information. Or they need help saying no. Either way, get help. And that's where your upline comes in. That's where sometimes even your crossline comes in. I've even used my downline to be an A on some of my calls. Now, you might say, well, what would a Royal Diamond? Well, first of all, I wasn't always a Royal Diamond. But even still, when I do have somebody who I'm working with or interested in recruiting, no matter what your level of competence is, the best thing you could demonstrate is duplicity. How easy it is to duplicate this business. So refrain from being the person who knows everything and get an A on the phone. Get somebody else on the phone to share the dynamic of that experience, to share their personal story, and help that prospect hear from somebody else. By the way, this even comes true for when you're recruiting your front line. You know, not all my silvers went gold to help me go diamond, and not all my golds went platinum to help me go royal diamond. Each time I set a goal for a new advancement in rank, I had to find my front line all over again. Now, some of my silvers decided to come for the ride, some of my golds decided to come for the ride, but not all of them. So each time I had to re-recruit my front line to the next challenge. And that challenge was because I had a certain time that I had set my goal for. So if I set my goal to achieve a rank, if I'm not working with my team to achieve that rank, then I got to find out, first of all, who on my team wants to be part of that run, part of that activity, and who do I need to add that needs to be added so that I can create that outcome. And so no matter what your rank is, you're going to find yourself re-recruiting your front line, and in doing that, you're always going to be doing an ABC. In fact, one of my key calls in my run from Diamond to Royal Diamond involved recruiting one of my existing golds to want to become a Platinum in the time frame that I had set for Royal Diamond. Now, I knew that if I went to her personally, she wouldn't do it. It took her 2 years to go Silver, 2 years to go Gold, 2 years after that to go Platinum. So it was going to be a hard sell. So what I did was I did an ABC call. I had three or four of my uplines, I think I had three of them, on the phone. They were all Royal Diamonds, and they came in as my A's. So I had all my upline up here on a phone call. I was the 1B, and then I put three of, I think there were four of my front line on a phone call with them. And what they did on my behalf is they basically announced the commitment and the decision to get this Royal Diamond ship done with their support, with their help, with their planning, and that we were putting the first call out to my existing group to let them know that they could participate, that they could be among that group who are going to qualify and help and advance in rank themselves. Now, when I got off that phone call, the first phone call that took place on my phone, they called me back immediately, was this particular person who, by the way, my upline did a great job because they pretty much announced that in no uncertain terms, this is going to get done with or without you. And so she calls me back immediately as I put my phone down. I hear ring, so I pick up my phone and it's her on the other end, and she says, "To hell, you're going Royal Diamond without me." And so that was a very, very effective ABC. But again, it was completely orchestrated. It did exactly what I was hoping it would do. It was recruiting the front line to the task or to the objective or to the challenge or to the plan. And that's what you need to do every time you're launching your businesses. You're either finding people or re-recruiting the people you got to the challenge. And if you're like me, you're going to find that, yeah, a few of the people aren't going to come along for the ride. So you're going to have to go out and find somebody new to fill their shoes. Now, you might say, well, gosh, I already got a silver. I got to start all over from zero. Or, gosh, I already got a gold. I got to start from zero. The good news is if you've got frontline golds, then you probably know how to get that done a lot faster than trying to convince a gold to go gold again. And that's been my experience. I actually helped a person go zero to platinum. The sixth leg went zero to platinum in the same time frame. My two golds that were in this run went platinum. So they only had to produce three silvers each. This one had to start from zero, not knowing anything about Niken, and go platinum in the same time frame, which is what happened, because I'm better at it. And their belief system wasn't tainted by the past. Whereas some of these other silvers, or golds, excuse me, they thought it would take a lot longer because, you know, their history. If it took you 2 years to go silver, it took you 2 years after that to go gold, what's the chances that you're going to help somebody go gold in 5 months? You don't think it's possible. But I proved it was possible. I helped somebody go platinum in that time frame. So you're going to get better as you go along. Now, I know there's a couple of questions here, and I do want to get these questions answered. Michelle's got a question. I'm not even sure how to answer your question, Michelle, so hang on a second. But before I answer your question, there was another question here from Nesli. The question was, I did not get who makes the 500. The answer is over here. The 500 CV comes from each of your customers that you're going to attract as you set a course for finding your partners. Because pretty much that's how our consumers are found. These are people who say no to the opportunity but say yes to the products. And our goal is to help at least 5 families say yes to the products on a monthly basis through AutoShip. I only get to see the participant list and the slides. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe you can ask that question so I can actually hear. Michelle, you had a question?
No, it's just you say that there's people on the webcams. Whenever I book into this, I only see like the 6 plus and a list of participants. I never see any webcam people.
Oh, well, take a look at the top. You see a thing that says video anywhere, right across the top of the screen on the right-hand side. There'll be a thing that says Q&A. There'll be a thing that says polling, a thing that says panels, maybe participants, chat, video. You got to click on the video. Anything that says video and has an arrow beside it or just says video, click on that, and that should open up your video panel.
Okay, I don't have that. Maybe because I have a Mac, I don't have a video.
Oh.
Clicking on everything.
Oh, I honestly don't know how it would appear on a Mac. Is there anybody on this line who's got a Mac that can see this webcast? I guess that answers the question.
Okay, thank you anyway.
Okay.
If the computer doesn't have a webcam, he can't get on the video.
Yeah, if your computer doesn't have a video camera, then you won't be able to see, we won't be able to see you, but you can still see the video if you log into this site. A question comes up, find the scripts. You can find the scripts, the contact invite scripts. Actually, go to the training, thewellnessnetwork.com. Go to the link, WTS recordings. Let me just, no, that'll take too long. Wellness Track System recordings. Go to the new partner link, and you will see a number of recordings that were done for the new partner, one of which is called Contact and Invite. Great training. It's a little lengthy, but it's great detail. If you want that actual presentation or PowerPoint, download the Wellness Track system onto your computer from the Wellness Network site, and you'll see there's a link that says Wellness Track system. Click on that, and you'll see the instructions on how you can download it onto your computer. The website again, thewellnessnetwork.com. Here. It's right here. Just add a .com to this title, the Wellness Network. Any questions or comments out there?
I think if people are really good, this is Kathy again, I really think that this is a great tool because from day one we were always taught to draw our team out. And this is in effect what you're doing. You're drawing your team out as you see it today or you're committing to the date to find someone to fill those squares. And if you teach your people to do the same, and if you get your leaders to fax in who, or your core partners to fax in who it is that they're going to be working with, as suggested by Terry and yourself, Mike, then this really is a roadmap to see you earning 100K. It really puts you in the driver's seat because when it's written down, the intention is there. So I really encourage everybody to get in the habit of carrying this with them wherever they go, along with their list of contacts. And as they're doing their in-homes or their previews and they identify the customers, once they're on AutoShip, you can start putting their names and their volume in on the right-hand side, as Mike has indicated. For those of you that aren't on the webcast, the 500 CV comes from your 5 wellness home customers. Those are people who have signed up as members.
Think of it this way. Your list, your contact list of 100 plus names, that is going to boil down to 6 people on your front line and 5 people as your consumers. And then each of these 6 people are going to have their 100 list.
and their 100 list is going to boil down to their 6 people and their 500 points, and on it goes. So what we're looking to do is find those 6 key people from someone's key contact list, their contact list. And so our job is really simply to sort through their contact list until we identify those 6 key players. Now, we may get a lot more yeses than 6. You know, I sponsored 26 people my first month, but not everyone came along for the remainder of the ride. Out of those 26, there are still 2 in my business. So you could say I was a lousy sponsor, or you could say that they just didn't have the commitment to succeed, because out of the 2 that I did sponsor that first month, they're still with me, and they are responsible for over half of the income I've earned in all my years in NECAN by building an organization. Any questions or comments?
Mike, this is Steve Pierce again. I think I didn't answer this question, but is there a reason to be shy about sharing this 6 plus 500 map with new partners, people that sign up? Does this conversation happen with everybody, or is there some selectivity that happens?
No, I think that this is the goal. I mean, when they go through the business plan overview presentation, it talks about it. It says, look, our goal is to create a 6 plus 500. And so the more they see that, and the more they see that you're actually really working with that, it validates the whole concept.
Got it. So you can almost present it to them like, hey, here's mine, if you want.
Yeah, here's where I'm at. You know, if you saw my 6 plus 500, you would see 4 first-level diamonds, 2 other platinum legs, and then there would be, you know, platinums and diamonds underneath here. They weren't always that. At one point in time, they were just a name on a page.
Right.
Mike?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you going to expect from each silver? And how long is this plan takes to take us to platinum?
Well, you're not seeing a plan here. What you're seeing is the schematic. Something to work with to create your plan. So if you're looking for a plan, I suggest you download the Wellness Track system and or go on to the Wellness Network site to the recording section. There's a recording of our plan. It's called the Launch Strategy. And that plan effectively helps somebody achieve a gold rank inside of 90 days. So one of those... do that twice, and you've got a platinum ship. What you're asking me, what do you earn on a silver? Again, if you're looking for actual compensation numbers, if you go to the business plan overview presentation, you can see that online. Actually, Kathy and myself, who's on this call, did the webcast of that. You can go to the Wellness Track System recording section again, under the silver rank, and watch the business plan overview presentation. And in that presentation, we show you how you earn income building your business. And you earn it 3 different ways. You earn income from sponsoring people yourself and who purchase products to get their NECAN wellness home started. You earn income from the people they sponsor. I'm not sure why I'm losing my picture. I hope it's not being lost at your end. So people you sponsor up here, you're going to earn income. We call that active income. So what do I get paid for the work that I do? Then there's the people they sponsor. That's what we call reproductive income. What's the income that I can expect there? And then over here on the right-hand side, this is what we refer to as passive income. What's the income I can expect there as my 6 plus 500 starts to be duplicated through my leaders? So that's how that looks. So if you're looking for actual information in terms of numbers, that'll give you a really good heads up on what it looks like as this unfolds.
This would be really helpful if you had this form in front of you filled in to wherever you're at in your business planning and you're at with. But while you are going through that recording that's on the wellnessnetwork.com, the business plan overview, to have your plan right there that you can actually, your map there in front of people so that they can actually see it.
and then just explain at that point just what Mike just covered off right there. This is the passive income, this is the residual income, and this is the active income. People will really clearly understand then exactly how the income is earned.
I didn't realize that, but, you know, just going through this explanation, you're right, Kathy. We show those three income streams right in this map.
Yeah, I think this would be a really great tool. I think that we should really encourage people to show this when they're covering that, either sitting down listening to the recording or going to a live presentation of it.
Hmm. Any other questions or comments for our panel? I just saw a dog wave its rear end at us. Is that your dog, Steve? You can tell that dog to behave. This, you know, this is a family channel.
My cat, but I will talk to her about that.
And what about somebody who has been having experiences that they wish to share regarding through the Wellness Network? And I'm kind of curious as to some testimonials, business testimonials around this kind of thing. The people who have achieved goals during the last number of months.
Can you hear me, Carol?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is Maggie. I have a gal on my team who used the launch strategy, Golden 90 Days, and the Wellness Track, and she not only went gold in 90 days, that was August, September, October. She just got her performance bonus, which was over $15,000 on top of her regular check.
What?
Yes.
I just hate when that happens.
Yeah. Wow. She called me up and said, "Has Nika never made a mistake on your check in the last 13 years?" And I said, "No, never." I said, "Why? Do you think they didn't pay you enough?" And she said, "Oh, no." She said, "I think they made a mistake. They paid me way too much." I said, "How much?" She said, $15,000 more than I thought I was going to get this month. I showed her how to get to the bonus report, and I said, "I think that's your performance bonus that we've been talking about." And sure enough, that's what it was.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Awesome. Very. Now she's really fired up to do the performance bonus again and move to platinum, so that's a great incentive.
Well, you know, we ought to get her on one of these calls, Maggie, and then she can share with others her success firsthand.
That would be great. She has three-year-old twins, so we'll see.
Oh, so what's your excuse? Let's see, I don't have time, I have kids, I'm not a salesperson.
Yeah. No, I will invite her, Michael.
Thank you, that'd be great to hear from her.
That's great, Maggie, thanks for sharing that. Does anybody else have...
I just want to add one thing, Carol. When she first got going, she was really resistant to the Wellness Network, you know, thing, because she's a real natural in the business, and I said, "Donna, that's great for you, but not everybody in your team has the same personality and the same skills as you do. It's really, really important that you understand this Wellness Track so that you can then teach them effectively." And she just went, I get it. So that's been really helpful for her in showing, because her team is in Nanaimo as well as Vancouver.
Maybe have on order.
That's fabulous. Fantastic.
Fantastic. Exactly.
We have a question by Ted. Go ahead, Ted.
Yes, I wondered about this chart. Are we putting people in there when they become silver, or people that we hope will become silver?
Well, first of all, if they are already a silver, then you can put their name in a colored pencil or ink. Because we're trying to fill this chart up with silvers. That's how we're going to move forward in our rank advancement. But if they're not yet silver, I wouldn't even call them a hopeful. I want to put on this map people who have made a decision to launch their business. So this map is primarily for people who are doing what it takes or indicating to me by their actions that they're really on target for getting the job done. Now,
I would never discuss with them a goal of going silver. This is my map. So they can have their own map. Their goal should never be to achieve the rank of silver. Their goal should be to launch their business, which, as you just heard from Maggie, a successful launch will have somebody achieve the rank of gold in 90 days. They never set a goal for silver. Silver should be just simply a result that happens by identifying your frontline key people and your consumers inside of a 4 to 6 week campaign. So as you start sponsoring people and marketing the business and products, the consequence of that is that you're going to go silver, but that's not the goal. The goal is for me to find my players, to find my key people who I'm going to build the business with. That's the goal, because then I'm going to turn around and launch their business and help them do the same thing, which in turn will cause them to go silver in that process, and it'll in turn cause me to go gold in that process. So the eye is always, the focus is always on the execution of that launch strategy, which results in somebody going silver in the process. But this is my map. This is so I set a target date where these silvers are concerned, because it's got to coincide with my objective of my platinum chip. And yet each one of these silvers is not setting a goal to go silver. They're setting a goal to launch their business and achieve gold in 90 days. Now, how would I know that? How would I know that they're actually somebody who's made that decision? Well, when you go through the workbook in the Wellness Track operating system, that takes you through the thought process and subsequently the decisions that anyone is going to make if they're going to do this as a business. And right then and there, as they go through that process, they will identify themselves to you. Are they making a commitment of time, which is their calendar of events that is necessary for that launch campaign? Are they making a commitment of their list, a necessary step in order for us to begin the process of contacting, inviting? And have they made an investment in their products in the range of good, better, or best? And we pretty much all know what that is. If you don't, again, refer to the work and the materials inside of the Wellness Track, or even just go online to NECAN. There's a good, better, best package. So are they doing those things, time, money, and contact? If they're making an investment of that, then they're doing all the right things to secure their success. Then, of course, my role as their sponsor is to do all the things that I know to do to help them with a successful launch campaign. Make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mike, this is Pleta. If you have silvers, and let's say you have five silvers, but you have two silvers in your five that really aren't doing anything, and they basically aren't doing what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find other people to replace those? Even though when you get your six silver, you're going to go platinum, but you're basically looking for your six key leaders.
At all times.
Right?
Yeah, well, my priority would be first and foremost to get the rank advancement done. The reason is it sets a pace for the rest of the team. People want to see their leader advance in rank. So there's going to be a win for your downline just watching you go through the recognition and so forth of achieving platinum. Even though you're aware, you're cognizant of the fact that there's two legs that are really doing nothing. By the way, that's pretty good. Your numbers are good. If you've got three out of five legs that are actively building the business, that's pretty good. In any event, so yes, my focus would be, primary focus would be, let me get the platinum ship done, because there's a psychological effect that I want to leverage by getting that done, both for myself and for my organization. And then, of course, your next step would be for what? To go diamond, right? Set up for diamond, which means you need to recruit six golds. Well, you can count those two legs out, so you now know you've got four potential gold legs in the people that you've got on your team that are committed, but you now need to find two new gold legs. Now, think about what I just said. Two new gold legs. I didn't say two new silver legs. See, your shift will happen mentally, and now you're thinking about, oh, I need to break two gold legs. So you're going to start actually looking at that gold launch plan differently. You're not going to see it as an opportunity to create a silver. You're going to see it as an opportunity to create a gold. And that's what I was talking about. I helped my sixth leg become platinum in the same time it took me to help mature golds go platinum. Okay? And the reason is because I thought differently, and because I thought differently and my level of expectation was much greater, the new person that I sponsored, they trusted my judgment, and they only knew what I told them. They didn't know that platinum in 5 months was a pretty good deal. They didn't have a tainted perspective. So with my belief system and their belief system intact, we were able to set that goal and achieve it.
Okay.
So you get better at it every time you set a goal. So that's why, get the platinum done. Then you graduate, you put that cap on, and now with that cap on, you start to look at the world from that place.
Okay. Mike, this is Sherry Dorsey.
Yes.
I really have a comment to make more than anything, and that is what this has really done for me. First of all, the 6+500 map, I didn't understand it until about a week ago. And I've been doing the wellness track for a little while. But, you know, I looked at it, and as Terry says, the pretty colors really, you know, fascinated me and all that. But once I started really putting down even to the wellness home clients, that was a big aha for me. You know, because it was like, okay, I get it. I get the reason for it. Because at first I was like, well, you know, I don't want to fool with clients. I mean, what is this part about? But then I realized this is step one of really making people, not, first of all, to me, in my mind, this is part of the qualifying of making sure that every month that the silvers and the golds and the platinums, that they've got a plan that they don't even have to worry about qualifying because they've got this in the bag. It's not even an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that really happened to me was that I realized that, you know, yes, you can fill in the names up here that's taking you to whatever level that you want to go, but unless they have made the commitment, it better be in pencil because you're going to be erasing them and putting the ones that did make the commitment. And in the past, what I did is when someone came in and said, I'm buying a pack, I was all over them. I mean, like, you know, bees on honey. I was like, okay, let's go. We're going. And sometimes, in fact, probably most of the time, they weren't ready to go. They didn't even want to go. They just wanted the products. Some of them wanted the business, some of them didn't. But with this, because they are declaring where they want to be, because they're going through a process that's totally educating them, and that business plan piece that to me was always missing was so clear, now I know, okay, if they're not ready to go, that's okay. They can plug into my meeting that I'm having, my wellness home briefing, but I'm not going to necessarily go and do it. Always before, I was like, let's do a meeting at your house. Let's get people together. Well, they freaked because that wasn't their plan. That wasn't what they were ready for. So this has helped me, where I'm getting in this long story, is that it's helped really me to be able to use my time, to target my time, and to realize that if someone's not ready now, that's okay. They'll be ready when they're ready. It's time for me to go out and find the people that are ready now.
Beautiful. In fact, I'm glad you ended on that word, because the operative word in any of this is who's ready now, because that's where you have to focus your work. It's great to be hopeful for other people. It's great to want it for other people, but that's not work. That's just wishful thinking, and yeah, we're always optimistic and so forth, but when it comes to where do I put my body and my time, it has to go to the people who are ready to go now, who are ready to put me in front of other people now. And so this map, you could say those question marks are the now people, you know, who's ready to go now. And that changes. In fact, if you drew this thing out every month, it would probably change every month. Mm-hmm. But what's so great about that is then your time is always being used exclusively for those people who are earning your time. I think we have time for one last question or comment. Thank you for that. Terry, I'm going to put you on the spot. You've been awfully quiet back there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I had you on mute. Atta girl, Sherry. No, go ahead.
Well, Sherry, why don't you talk about this? Because a lot of people here haven't been on some of your private calls with your team, and they don't know the kind of work that you and I have done in working out your platinum, or excuse me, in your case, it's the Royal Diamond map. But what does this have, you know, what does this do for you, the focused work on streaming, you know, getting your thought process around who you need to work with? You got a big group.
Yeah. as I was saying before, man, I'll be 8 years come January, and Nick's a pretty unique animal. You can run blind and ignorant and still build the heck out of a thing if you just run on pure energy. But this put focus out. We went diamond we went three platinum legs. Now we have, of course, six across, but by way of golds or above. But we have three platinum legs. One was frontline, and then another one was second level, and then the third was sixth level. And that's, and the way you do that, I believe, to go diamond, you have to do 186,000 in volume. And you can't count any volume below the sixth level deep on six uncompressed. So it's a pretty difficult way to go in that way. But what this did for me, Mike, it really put the focus on frontline and not to bypass people. And it goes, there's so much I've learned in the past 2 months. And there's a lot of stuff that I've tried to teach, but I couldn't put it on paper, that now that utilizing this, it's a lot more duplicatable. There's a lot of things, but to put it all in the next 5 minutes, especially with this, but this piece of paper here, going back to the Platinum 6x500 or the Royal Diamond 6x500, I can sit across from anybody and say, here's a plan. This is what we're going to do. People don't need to go in there and see all the pretty colors by way of the wellness track and get overwhelmed if they're just now checking this thing out and getting into it right now. This is the plan. When it comes to accountability, I set up a call before that had a lot of accountability on it. This is accountability, knowing who you're going to deal with in your organization. Who is drawing out their organization for you? I mean, and getting us to you where we have focused growth in the groups. So this is really, for me, it's simplified everything. A little bit, as we started to tie into this, I felt like a fuzzy TV for a second, and then it came to a pure, total focus of what we need to do. So the utmost certainty, I know for a fact, we'll get a Royal Diamond pin by June this year, 2009.
Awesome. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Anyway, by the way, Mike, and it is solely because what you just put in front of people, it's solely from what you just put in front of them tonight. Because it is extreme focus. It's not going out there, okay, I'm going to tap and I'll find something down there. It's what you put on there now, finding the people who want to go now. And what Sherry also said, not hoping these people want to go. Or if I tap root down deep enough, I'll create a fire underneath, which that's a part of the business. But this is extreme focus, which it's a whole different game. It's a whole different level of thought. You're becoming a professional networker.
Very good. Excellent. Thanks, Terry, and thanks for all the people who and our panelists and all of you who had a comment or asked a question tonight. I just had a question here. You're missing the word the. It's not wellnessnetwork.com. It's thewellnessnetwork.com when you go to log in. Folks, thanks for being on this call. This call happens Monday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. And if you found this useful, tell other people. This is our live chat. This is an opportunity for us to share our information, our knowledge, our vision, our wisdom, whatever tools we're leveraging. And we got music. Thanks, Doug. I think somebody must have put us on hold. Anyway, thanks, everyone. Have a great night, and we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.